and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, we're glad that you've joined us on the broadcast this week, and we left off last time here in verse number 32 of John 3. John 3:32. And what he hath seen, that is Jesus Christ, and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. John is going up here in verse number 30 and said, the Lord Jesus Christ must increase, and John himself must decrease. He says in verse 31 that he that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth, and he that cometh from heaven is above all. Verse 32, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, that is, Jesus is telling what he's seen and he's heard, and no man receives his testimony. Man in and of himself will not receive the wondrous blessing and work of God. Verse 33, he that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. So here, the Lord Jesus Christ is testifying those things that he's seen and he's heard, John's telling us, and no man naturally will receive it. But it says in verse 33, he that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. By the working of God and the Spirit of God, it gives in the sinner, and the revealing of the truth about our sinful ness, our lack of righteousness, our need of Christ as Savior, when one does receive the Word of God, when one does receive the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and faith, and the Lord saves their souls, you've got this seal, hath set to his seal that God is true. Have you ever heard, we use that term, signed, sealed, and delivered, don't we? That saying, signed, sealed, and delivered. Well, I tell you what, when the Lord Jesus Christ, when the Spirit of God visits the sinner and shows them their sin and shows them Christ as Savior, and they repent, believe, and trust in him, the Lord saves their soul, we are sealed. Sealed, as the Scripture tells us, with the Holy Spirit of promise. Isn't that interesting? The Holy Spirit of promise, that because we're saved, there are promises that the Lord has made unto his people. Great, exceeding, precious promises, Peter tells us. Promises that are out of this world. Promises that's just, we know that they're so, but it's hard for us to comprehend how they can be. We know that they will be, but how they will be, we do not know. But we know that it's so. Promises. Promises by the Lord. A promise that I'll never die. Oh yeah, this whole body's going to die, but my soul's not going to die, because Jesus died for me some 2,000 years ago. He paid for my hell on that cross. He paid for my separation from God eternally on that cross. He washed away my sins with his own precious blood. He died that I might live. He has promised that he's going to prepare a place for me. And if he's going to prepare that place, he's coming back again. He's promised that he's coming in the clouds one day for his saints. And I look forward to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds. I wonder if my generation will be a generation that won't die. But those that are saved will actually see Jesus coming in the sky, coming in the clouds for his saints. How about you? Has the Lord made you any promises? The Lord's made the promise about his church, that his church will stand for forever, all through time, that his church will stand in this age and it'll go out into eternity. His church will always, his kind of church will always be there. Always be there. He's made that promise. And the death of men won't prevail against destroying her. It just won't do it, because it's his church. Oh, great promises. Great promises. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. Oh, and is the Lord true? I deserved hell and the lake of fire forever. But the Lord's been faithful in visiting this center in 1987 and saving me out of a religious way. I was a fine, upstanding Baptist and could tell you many of the doctrines out of the Word of God and show you what the Word of God said in many respects, but I didn't have Jesus as my Savior. I had a form of religion, but I denied the power of God. And praise God, He used different people in my life to bring the Word of God to me and the Gospel to me, and the Lord showed me that I needed Christ as Savior, that I didn't have Jesus. I had a bunch of religious trappings, but I didn't have Jesus. I didn't have Jesus, having lived and suffered, bled and died, being buried and raised again for me. I didn't have Him. And He showed me that and granted me repentance and faith and saved my soul back in 1987. He that hath received His testimony has set to His seal that God is true. I deserve to go to hell, but praise God, He saved my soul. How about you? How about you? Do you see that you deserve to go to hell? You deserve it. You deserve it. We all deserve it. You deserve it. But there's hope and there's salvation in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, His burial, His resurrection for you. Will you receive Him? He that hath received His testimony has set to His seal that God is true, John says. Listen to what it says in verse 34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. See, because Jesus is the Son of God, He has every bit of the Spirit, as a man, has every bit of the Spirit of God dwelling within him. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Why? Because He's God. God the Son is God Almighty. He is going to go on later on in this book, and Philip and Thomas, I believe it is, they say to the Lord, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. We'll be satisfied if You'll show us the Father. And the Lord says to Philip, Philip, have I been so long with thee that you had, and I paraphrase, that you haven't known and haven't seen that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father? The Lord Jesus Christ is the manifestation of God in the flesh to us, the Scripture says. And He has the Spirit of God within Him because He is God. And here it is, for he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. He gives the Word of God. That's the reason He's called the Word in chapter 1 of this book. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure to Him. Now see, we who are sinful flesh that the Lord has saved, the Spirit of God has been given by measure to us. I mean, we have the Spirit of God unto salvation. But we, as it tells us in Ephesians, we need to be filled with the Spirit. And through repentance, through continued repentance of our sins as the children of God, because this old man, this old flesh is not saved, through fellowship with the Lord, through praying to Him, through the reading of His Word, through public worship, through private worship, we avail ourselves to be filled more with the Spirit of God, or avail ourselves to the power of the Spirit of God in our lives. But the Lord Jesus Christ, He's got all the Spirit of God in Him. He is God. And we need to certainly listen to Him. See, listen to what He says in verse 33. He that received His testimony, or verse number 32, and what He has seen, what Jesus hath seen and heard, He testifies, He tells it, but no man receiveth His testimony. He that hath received His testimony hath set to His seal that God is true. Okay, so there's if we receive the testimony of the Lord, we have set to our seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measuring to him. John's saying He's worthy to be listened to. He's worthy to increase. He's worthy for more men to go to men, women, boys, and girls to be baptized. and repent of their sins and trust in Him and be baptized by His church. He's worthy of these things because He is God. Verse 35. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. So not only is He have all the Spirit of God, but the Father has given every responsibility of God, if you will, into His hand. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. That's the reason He needs to be listened to also, is because all of it has been given to Him. It's all in the Son. Colossians talks about the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not number one. He's above all. He's above all. He's preeminent. And listen how the chapter closes out here in verse number 36. Jesus is speaking and He's there with the church, with the bride. John loves to hear that. More are going to Him. They should go to Him. He's got the right testimony. He's got the right Word of God. He is the Word of God. He's got all the Spirit of God. The Father has given all things to His hands. And listen to what John says here in John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. It says over here in John chapter 1, in verse number 12, but as many as received Him, that is Jesus, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. John says, he that believeth, and in John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, present tense. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John says, he's worthy to be believed. He's worthy to be believed in. He's got the testimony, the Spirit, and the authority of God. He is God incarnate. He is the Savior. He must increase. I must decrease. And He is the one to be believed in. Do you believe in Him? And I'm not just talking about, nor is John, nor is the Scripture talking about a historical belief in Christ. There are many in our day that believe in a historical Christ, an historical Jesus Christ. They believe that He did exist and that He did come and that even what the Word of God says about Him happened, but they don't believe in Him as Savior. Do you? He that believeth on the Son of God hath, present tense, everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. That's talking about everlasting life. But in turn, the wrath of God abideth upon him. That's condemnation, folks. The wrath of God is there, waiting for the sinner to arrive at the judge, so the condemnation can be declared and meted out, that the sinner is guilty of sin against God, a public declaration of the guilt, and then the punishment for that meted out. Hell and the lake of fire after the white throne judgment of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and trust in Him. I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.